Big news in the world of social media. News that will send chills down the spines of influencers around the world. Instagram is getting rid of its likes count. RNZ engagement editor Leilani Momosia is with us in the Auckland studio to assess the fallout. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Have you got an Instagram account?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so explain to us how the likes work.
So if I, well, as it used to be.
Yeah, currently before the change.
Yeah, yeah. So you like someone's post, mm-hmm. it'll show up and it'll add to their like count. So it might say Leilani and Jesse and 125 other people have liked your post.
Yeah.
And people will feel good or bad about themselves depending on how many likes they wanted.
Yeah. And if I check your account out and, mm-hmm. and you've just posted a picture of a new skirt, first thing that jumped into my head.
Yeah.
And you've got like 1,500 likes, I think, whoa.
I think, wow.
She has got a lot of followers.
She's got a lot of followers.
She really has chosen a great skirt.
They love
like her. Yeah.
They love everything that she does. They must really be into what this person is posting about.
Perhaps I'll buy that skirt myself.
Exactly.
And get some of the likes that come with it.
You can probably use a code that I might have put up there to give you a discount.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, after this change, what will happen now? As of, I think, pretty much as of today, right?
No, yeah. So I'm looking at my account now and I just got the message, which is telling me that the change has come in. And right now it's saying it's liked by one of my friends and others.
Mm.
So it doesn't tell me the number of people who liked it.
What about your old photos? Old photos of old skirts?
No, yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'm looking at my old photos and it's taken the
account away. Gone forever.
Gone. I mean, I can still look. Oh, it's still telling me at the top the number of people who liked it. So I can go in and click on the people who have liked it and it'll give me a number.
Uh-huh.
But other people can't see that.
So why have they made the change?
Well, apparently it's so that people can feel comfortable expressing themselves rather than judged.
it is quite depressing if you put a photo of yourself up where you feel like you're looking your best.
Where you're feeling yourself and people...
And no one clicks the like button.
People aren't feeling you back, yeah. Yeah, that will have the opposite effect on you. Yeah. So Instagram is saying that they hope the test will remove the pressure of how many likes a post will receive so you can focus on sharing the things you love.
Mm. Instagram like no one's watching.
Yeah, which actually is what stories are for, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, I'm looking at my account and the last time I posted in the main feed was over a month ago, but I'll post things daily to my stories.
Yeah.
My day-to-day, not good enough to chuck up in my feed, but, you know, some stupid thing I saw on the street or some funny sign
yeah.
or picture of myself going up in the RNZ elevators, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's something we discussed on the show recently, this movement from Instagram to everything being super perfect and filtered to just a kind of like a fun and funny look at your daily life.
Yeah, which I think is what the story sort of, that seems to serve that purpose, I think.
We talk a lot on the show about the downsides of social media, about equating value with the feedback of strangers, and, you know, possibly the weird stuff that it's doing to your brain to be constantly refreshing and finding out how many people like something. So do we believe Instagram or, in fact, their parent company, Facebook, when they say that they're doing it for sort of the benefit of the world? Or is there some other reason they might be doing this, making this change?
Yeah, I'm skeptical because so TechCrunch is saying that the change matches, as you're saying, a growing belief that like counts can be counterproductive. And the Instagram co-founder told them back in 2016 that they're getting away from the pressure of like counts. That was one impetus for Instagram launching stories. That was what they told people. But to me, I'm not sure I believe that that was to be in direct competition with Snapchat in my mind. So I don't know. I'm a bit skeptical. And I kind of think that what's more damaging to people than likes is this perfectly curated fake lifestyle that people are scrolling through and comparing their day-to-day lives with.
Mm.
You know, the last time I posted was when I was overseas And
you haven't had anything sufficiently perfect looking since then to share with the world.
Exactly. But people are going to scroll through and just see everyone on holidays living their best lives rather than their regular lives.
You can't really do away with that, though, can you?
No, we still, I feel like we still do want to see that a little bit.
Yeah. What consequences is this likely to have? I'm thinking of influencers, people who make their living off Instagram. Will it change the app at all for them?
Yeah, so I thought that it would have been influencers and marketers perhaps suffering most from this, but the change won't affect measurement tools for businesses. So a lot of people can choose to change their personal profile to a business profile. So they'll still be able to, I guess, report those numbers to the brands.
Right, because if the skirt company says, hey, Mulligan, was it worth giving you that free skirt after all? I can say 2,000 people like that.
No, exactly. Yeah. And I think you can still see...
I shouldn't have gone with the skirt right at the start. really hamstrung this conversation.
And you'll still be able to see the number of people engaging with your post in terms of likes and that's... sorry, not likes, in terms of comments. Presumably, lots of people will still be commenting on your post.
Yeah.
So, and... I think that was the thing when people were buying fake followers and stuff. It was really easy to see that they'd done that because they had a very few likes and very little engagement. So you can, there'll still be comments where people can engage that way.
So for those of us worried about the possible mental health effects of spending too much time on social media, is there anything to celebrate today?
I'm not sure.
Is this progress?
I don't know, because I was thinking about it. Won't I just be clicking in to see who liked my post rather than just having a number telling me that these many people? Now I'm going to be obsessed with who actually liked my post, you know? I don't know. I guess time will tell whether this is going to help us or not.
Thanks so much. Nice to have you in. Leilani Moasea, who is RNZ's engagement editor on Instagram's announcement and immediate rollout of the new format, the likes are gone, sort of.